Actor reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Back to Reality. This is Asma. Just like always, I have the pleasure to be here. And in here, I have two very dear guests with me, Brother Hassanain and Sister Zainab from India. Welcome to today's episode.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, sisters, and assalamu alaikum, everyone listening to the IRIB English Radio.
Thank you.
Alaikum assalam, and also from Anne, say salam to all of you and the audience.
So it's a pleasure to have you both in here. And just like always, we're going to have pretty much of nice stuff to talk about. There's this thing, sometimes as you sit alone with yourself and then you think about what is going to happen after I am no longer alive, you know? And then, again, you would think that, okay, I have been living for 50 years, and then after that I will die, and then there would be not a single footprint of my name everywhere. And I would be forgotten forever. Mm-hmm. So how does it feel? Have you ever thought about that? For 1 year, for 2 years, for 3 years, for 5 years, for 10 years. But eventually they're going to forget me, right?
Oh, well, the bitter truth that I have seen is that if someone dies, it's not just 1 year, 2 years, after just 4 days.
Yeah.
People slowly and steadily start forgetting.
No, let's just be optimist in this point and say after 10 years, they're going to forget me. And after that 10 years, there'd be no more of me.
Yeah.
It basically depends how much of value you had in amongst people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that determines, you know, how much will you be remembered.
Well, you know what? If I do not accomplish anything, if I do not write a book,
mm-hmm.
if I do not create, I don't know, anything special, if I do not invent electricity, then I am not valuable?
No, it's not like that. You know, maybe, you know, once a year, your family will visit your grave.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, when we are talking about people,
yeah.
So, you know, someone who did not have any influence in the society.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, like, you know, the circle is going to be smaller of the people remembering him or her.
Well, I have a change of opinion over here. I think that your question is like, if you don't have any works, if you don't mm-hmm. have a book published, if you don't have a poems written, if you don't have, I don't know, other
anything accomplished, yeah.
Contributions, so to the society, you're going to be forgotten. I think, I still think, like, if I don't have anything, but I can, after my death, live for years, if I live better life right now, for example, if I practice patience, if I practice love, if I practice
modesty, morality, and everything like that,
it's going to get transmitted into my generations.
Mm-hmm.
And when I am patient, and next of my generations, this transmitted into them, that patient, and then my generations are actually showing that patience. I'm living again. My soul yeah. is again like happy.
So here's a point I would like to add it after we go for a break. Welcome back, dear listeners of Back to Reality, where we are talking about this very fascinating topic of the thing that says, after my death, there'd be no more of me. And that is really sad. And then you both were just saying that, okay, after we die, if we have accomplished something, if we have a generation after us, then there would be a name of us. And eventually, after a year, after 10 years, some people would remember me. Or, I don't know, they send me some salutations or whatever. But I would say, what if there's
nothing? Yeah, excuse me, sister. I would like to add something over here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you mentioned, like, you know, if I didn't write books and all, like, you know, if I did not have any
contribution
to the society, or
yeah.
I wasn't influential for the society. So by this, we do not mean that, you know, these are the standards
yeah.
in the law, like, you know, near Allah. Like, it depends, like, how good human being you are.
Yeah.
Like, our sister mentioned, like, she mentioned a really good point. Like, you know, if you're a good human being and then transmits, you know, from generations mm-hmm. to generations. And that is indeed, you know, upbringing. Good children.
For example,
is sadaqa jariya.
See, Lady Fatima Tuzar, salam alayha, see Lady Zainab, salam alayha, they experienced patience and they're still living today.
Yeah.
They're still living today. I don't remember any books written by Lady Zainab, salam alayha, but I remember the patience she...
No, she doesn't have to write a book because her books are her children.
Practical. She has practically shown that...
They are different, you know? If now the audience, I'm sure they would have the same idea as I have. See, I am an ordinary person. I might not even accomplish anything in this world. When I sit and talk to myself in my throat and say, okay, after your death,
I think
there'd be no more of you.
It's self-love that makes you think like that.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of self-love for ourselves. And self-love is one of the greatest loves in this world. It should be there, but not to that extent that it hurts you. Mm-hmm. I don't want to bore the world. After me, like, why should I live for, like, why should I be remembered? Yeah. But what is important is, like, that humanness of me should get transmitted.
And there's also something, as you dig deeper into this topic, then you would understand that, okay, why, just as you said, why other people have to remember me? As long as I have been obedient to Allah and He is satisfied with me, this world is finished to me after my death.
It's a blessing. Just now think the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Now what if people remember you and you're gone?
So brother, you're taking away
their happiness. You're making them sad. It's one of the blessings of Allah that people forget.
Yeah.
But because if a mother loses a son and then mm-hmm. she remembers it after, I don't know, for her long as she lives, if mm-hmm. she remembers the way how he died and she remembers it each and every day, her life will become a mess. We're not authorized to get remembering everything.
Exactly.
It's a blessing.
You know, as I've mentioned earlier, like, you know, being remembered by the people is not the standard, you know, to be a good human. Mm-hmm. Like, you be a good human, like, you know, in fact, you know, we are living in today's world. Like,
In the eyes of Allah, we must be a good human.
Exactly. In today's world, you know, good people are supposed to be bad, you know. By,
exactly, yeah. All the ideas and notions have changed.
Yeah, so this is not the standard, like being remembered by the people.
Uh-huh.
So as mentioned in the hadith, like, you know, live among people in such a way when you die, they weep over you. So I guess, you know, this in this hadith, in this narration, Imam Ali wants to say that, you know, you live among people in such a way that, you know, people liked your company.
Exactly. Like
your goodness.
Yeah, your goodness. You had a good influence in the society. Mm-hmm. The main aim, the main motive over here, the main motive is not to be remembered by people or, you know, gain fame or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now, if I have lived in a good way, people would weep over me for just a short time, and then they would forget about me, and it does not matter to me because...
If you actually lived in that way, then people will actually weep over you. And the best example is about Abdullah al-Hussein. Even after 1400 years, we see every year in Muharram, like in fact, the whole year, people still weep over Imam Hussein and remember Imam Hussein and his sacrifices.
Yeah, that's very true. So I guess this is a time for another break. Let's go for change of mood.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Dear listeners of Arab English Radio, this is Back to Reality. And in here, Brother Hassanain and Sister Zainab are talking about what happens after our death, actually, in a different format, because we have usually talked about what happens to us after we die in the other world. But then today we're talking about what happens to us after we die in this world. So is there anything else you want to add?
You should live your life in such a way that when you depart from this world, people should actually remember you.
Mm-hmm.
So from this statement, we mean that, you know, that's not the aim to be remembered by people. But our main goal is to live life in such a way.
Exactly.
That yeah. you should be remembered.
Because I have always thought of it, and, you know? Why should people remember me after?
Yeah, and if you actually spend your life in this way, mm-hmm. you will be remembered. And every coin has two sides. And the other side of this topic might be, you know, when we try to align it with our lives, the other side of this topic might be, you know, people who run after fame, who run after like worldly pleasures and worldly life. And if they think about this, you know, what happens after I die, I depart from this world? Like, you know, I have a big name today in mm-hmm. this world, but once I die, no one's going to remember me.
Exactly. I have such a, this topic reminds me of one of the experiences of my life when I also cried. It was the time when I was coming from Kashmir to Iran mm-hmm. and in my university to my all batchmates, especially to my friend circle who's very, very close to me.
Yeah.
And I never knew there were jealous people in it. So I told them, you're going to miss me so badly. I was telling them yeah. because I had faith in this thing that I have been, the way I had been with them. I told them, now you guys are going to miss me badly. And you won't enjoy the way, like, a charm is going from your company. And then when
yeah,
I came here...
so modest you have been, of course.
And now when I come here, one of the jealouses in my company tells them, let's go for a picnic, let's take photos, and let's show to her that we live without you.
Oh,
it mattered
to yeah.
us much. And then when those pictures came to me, I felt happy. But then when this statement came to me, this person did this just to show you this.
Yeah.
Tears rolled down from my
this
eyes.
This is just an example of what happens after our death.
Yeah, I was feeling literally like as if I was dug down the earth, and now this is what I'm seeing as a soul.
Yeah.
So I didn't took it much seriously, but then it just hurt me before. But now today, I again get the calls. They say, we realize you were the person, whenever there was a need of something, you were the first to come.
Mm-hmm.
Now after their marriages, they realize that they say, literally in our group, if there was someone who had the guts to do any, you know, go for any challenge, it was you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, that goodness does remain there.
Exactly. Would it stay there forever?
Yeah, but no, I think the more a person expects, the more he gets hurt. Why should I expect someone to be remembering me? For example, especially if I love my family around.
I say that, you know, this question itself has two perspectives.
Yeah.
Like one of them I've said earlier that, you know, and both the perspectives, you know, are basically reminders. You know, one for the tyrants, for the bad people, you know, it's a reminder for them, you know, one day you leave this world
mm-hmm.
and nothing's left. You're just, you know, buried. Your name, nothing. You have a big name today, but once you die, you're nothing.
Yeah.
And also the reminder is that, you know, it's a reminder for the good people, for them, so that they can strive harder, you know, to be a better person.
Yeah.
Like, for example, it's a reminder, you know, if I ask you, today you're living in the society,
mm-hmm.
tomorrow if you're not here,
yeah,
what's the impact on the society?
My impact on the society?
Nah, like when you leave the society, today you're living in the society,
yeah.
tomorrow when you're not in this society, is there any effect on the society?
No,
is there
of
any
course.
Impact on the society?
No,
like
no.
I felt like my friends will die. They won't be
nothing
able to enjoy.
Nothing will happen.
They send me the pictures. They enjoy.
So it means that
nothing.
You're not of any influence. You're not of any you know, impact for the society.
Yeah, I guess thinking about this entire thing would make us come to the point and conclusion that yes, life is going to be finished one day. There would come a day that there is no more of blinking of eye for me, and there's no breathing for me. But the
and
only
conclusion,
thing...
just take good amal with you.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point. Just be prepared for the other world. Just to be working on yourself in a way that when you stand in front of God, you have too much of things to say, with your actions, with the good things you have done to people, and with all the great things that you have done to your own characteristic and personality. Let me just finish this with a beautiful quote that says, after you die, people would no longer remember what you have done or what you have said. The only thing that they would remember is that how you how they felt when they were with you. So these feelings are very important. Again, we come to the idea of these hearts and what they can do. Hearts are very important. Try not to break a heart as long as you're alive. And then after that, the only thing that matters is the good things that you have done to yourself and to other people. Thank you for listening. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.